Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Get ready to sip, because we got some juicy celebrity tea. If that's what you're looking for, you're in the right spot. But first, before we get to anything, we got to say hey to what's up to our crew in Atlanta. What's up, guys?
Hey to what's up, Atlanta.
Hey to what's up.
Hey to what's up.
I don't know what is
hey
in the tea.
What's up,
hey to what's up. This tea, I don't think it's just tea. Portia is out, but don't fret, because we've got Real Housewives of Atlanta star Eva Marcille sitting in with us. Eva.
Hey.
And later in the show, there is another Real Housewife talking about having a threesome, and no, it's not Eva.
Oh!
And plus, Gwyneth Paltrow is opening up about her infamous consciously uncoupling line and how bad it got at one point for her. We're going to talk about that, but first, Brat, what you got?
Well, Heidi, it looks like Kim Kardashian is getting dragged on the internet again.
Ooh. Well, what now?
Now, just to recap, last year, Kim was mommy shamed for allowing North to have her hair straightened and allegedly putting extensions in her hair. And then she was attacked by fans another time for allowing North to wear makeup for a Christmas photo. Well, you probably guess where I'm going with this, right? Mm-hmm. Recently, Kim shared a video of North dancing at a church service, and fans went in blasting the mom for allowing her daughter to wear a black slip dress, lipstick, and sunglasses. Take a look.
To shave my legs or wear makeup until I was
13. She still isn't.
No, my mom said no. And I'm obeying. Until I was 13. Like that. I was in tap dancing, so we got to put makeup on for like you know,
recitals.
Show night, but like on a Thursday. I wasn't allowed to put, you know, full lips and blush on. That was never happening.
So, Heidi, is this too much for a 5-year-old? What do y'all think?
Yeah, that's too much. She shaking too much hip.
And at church.
I guess for me, I don't have any kids. I know, Eva, you have children in Headcrack.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was a mom, I want to keep them innocent babies for as long as I can.
And you do, but there is a fine line between keeping them innocent babies and just letting them have fun, because the innocence of it is that they don't know that they're shaking their hip too much.
But the old men in the audience looking at her shaking, though.
Right. And you realize how many people she sees put makeup on a daily basis, like her sisters.
I mean, her aunt's a billionaire from makeup.
Grandfather. Like, I mean,
the real question is, was that lipstick from Kylie's line? Because if not, I think there's going to be big trouble.
That's the true scandal.
That's going to be big trouble.
Yeah. You talk about lying to the kids. If your kids walk in and you and your wife have it, say, what'd you tell them?
Man, like, this wrestling is real.
Well, talking about animal loving at its best, Chris Hemsworth just posted a picture to his Instagram recently of his experience with a very unique animal in Australia. Yes, it's not a kangaroo or koala when you think about Australian animals. Hemsworth snagged his first quokka?
Yes, a quokka. Well,
he and his wife Elsa visited Rottnest Island. Now, if you're wondering what is a quokka, like we all are, well, take a look.
Come
Couldn't have been me. Couldn't have been me. I'm not familiar.
What?
Unless he already knows this animal as a pet. Honey, you are in Austria. You don't know what kind of vaccines they've had already. Right, you in the forest.
That
if that thing would have just turned and bit his nose off and he had some type of sick, life-threatening disease, he wouldn't have been quacking about no quokka.
We would have saw that thing in New York or Atlanta. We would have treated it like a common city rat.
Right, a quokka. That's a ratta. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, in the beginning of the video, it looks like Chris Hemsworth is passing a joint to the quokka.
I thought it was me.
And I thought, the only thing that makes this better is if Waka Flocka Flame went to the same place and did his shared a quokka Waka Flocka Flame.
It made me think about when Ricky and Portia and Gary them had that snake. That was the funniest Dish Nation episode ever. Yeah. Portia was screaming like she was getting stabbed repeatedly, and Gary was running for his dear life. Oh, my God. I watched that to make me happy. That is stupid. Oh, my God.
I would like to play with a platypus.
I don't think so.
I didn't think you liked
just because of the name, darling. Yes.
It got a flat mouth.
If there's a platypus, he'd love it.
Moving on, as some of you unfortunately know, divorce is never easy, and Gwyneth Paltrow breaks it down on Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert, and she talks about how much backlash she received from people when she used the term, and we remember it well, we talked about it here on Dish Nation, conscious uncoupling. The layman's breaking it off. And so she talked about going through a divorce with Chris Martin, and that was back in 2014. Take a listen.
But there have been a couple things over the years where I'm like, you guys are so mad she said this, like, conscious uncoupling.
I think at the time, honestly, I was in a lot of pain. It was so difficult. It felt like such a failure to me.
Yeah.
And it was so hard, and I was so worried about my kids. So then there was this whole other layer of, like, the world turning on us. And it was brutal because I already felt like I had no skin on.
It is true. It's like, shouldn't we really applaud people who, especially with kids involved, it's like, listen, here's the thing. We have children together, so we're not going to be this evil bashing daddy, bashing mommy. We're doing this. We're better.
No, it wasn't about that. It was about the way she put it. She created a term. It was even more elite and douchey, where it's just like, you know what, we're breaking up, and it's amicable, and we're going to be good friends and be good parents for our kids, but we're just going different directions. That's what everybody says. Mm. You don't come up with your own definition. We're consciously uncoupling.
She has the right to say what she wants. I love consciously uncoupled.
I love it, too. I think it's a great way to describe it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think the D word is like the dreaded word from any family, parents, kids. So as soon as you hear divorce, you're like,
like irreconcilable differences.
There you go.
I mean, we hate each other. We're splitting up. We don't want to talk. We can't stand each other. We just don't want to talk about it. You can make up names to whatever you want to, just like these podcasts. It's the red. Does it have to be named after furniture? The red table thing, and now it's the armchair expert. What is it going to be? The leg rest lyrical literature?
First time I saw Red Table Talk, and I didn't know who was attached to it. I thought it was like a bunch of bloods getting together to talk about, like, you know, gang life. Boy, was I surprised.
Well, y'all, it seems Nicole Kidman is laying down the law, literally. The actress claims her youngest daughters are banned from seeing one of her latest movies in which she plays a self-destructive police woman. Have any of y'all seen this?
I've only seen the trailers. It looks so intense.
Well, the movie is called Destroyer, which is about an undercover drugs detective named Erin Bell, whose life is shattered after an operation goes awry. Now, she told reporters she didn't want her daughters to see the movie, referring to Sunday Rose, who's 10, and Faith, who's 7, with husband Keith Urban. She said, I don't want the girls to see this. Okay, the girls can see it when they're over 21. Oh. Why do y'all think she don't want the girls to see this movie?
Probably because she's gonna have to explain why mommy looks like daddy in this movie.
But have you seen the trailer? Like, I mean, it is so over the top. I mean, think Vic Mackey from the TV show The Shield, but like 8 times worse.
Whoa.
Like, she was doing some despicable things in this movie.
Okay.
And Nicole Kidman's been in a lot of stuff where, like, she's done sex scenes, and I mean, there's a lot of things that she hasn't said that her kids can't see. So this one.
But see, that's like the beer. You know, your kids know you drink beer, but they can't have it until they're grown.
Right.
Like, you know, mom's an actor. You can't watch some movies until you're grown.
And we all know kids wait to drink beer until they're grown.
Yeah, right.
21 and stuff.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Something in my
guess their kids will be watching Aquaman over and over again.
All right,
after the break, honey, someone poked Diana Ross, and you know she wasn't having it. We'll tell you all the details right after the break. Dish
Nation. We have this great new service we have to share with all of you.
Yes, it is Scentbird, the new way to shop for designer fragrances without having to deal with those department stores.
I've been able to try new scents without having to buy an entire bottle. Do you know how much money I'm saving?
Well, that's my favorite part. They have over 450 designer brands to choose from each month. I was super excited to get my Cartier and my Issey Miyake.
I took the Scentbird True Scent quiz to find the best scents for me. It was fun and made me try brands that I hadn't tried before, like Tom Ford, Salvatore Ferragamo, and with spring break coming up, I can throw my cologne in my carry-on because of their travel-size sprays.
That's right. You can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance, and all you have to do is go to scentbird.com/dish and use our code DISH for 50% off your first month.
That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Visit scentbird.com/dish. Sign on, smell amazing. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up, y'all?
Hello. Gary, you are going to love this, honey, because yeah. Recently your girl, Diana Ross, was performing at a nightclub in New York, and a disrespectful fan poked her, Gary.
What queen did that?
Poked her. Miss Ross slapped the fan's hand, and the fan flipped her off. Can you believe it?
Reach out and slap somebody's hand.
Well, Gary, the poker has been revealed, and honey, it's a drag queen who has impersonated Miss Ross. And guess what she go by the name of?
What?
Her Royal Highness Princess Diandra.
Oh, yes.
So, y'all, she posted a play-by-play of the evening on Instagram, and here are the highlights. I was so close I could practically lick her. I then reverted to my 5-year-old self, super excited and filled with champagne, a toxic combination. In that moment, I wanted a nod, a touch, some acknowledgement, and then I acted like a petulant toddler, and I poked her.
Oh.
She mock-hit me, and I gave her the finger and said, you.
Wait
not
a minute,
remotely
bitch.
Cool. Was that too much?
Yes. She was. Or he
yes.
was.
Is that yes with a lisp? Yes.
I think so. Like, yes.
Yes, yes.
Unless Mike Tyson was typing for him.
Right. Well, y'all, after all that, Diandra was escorted out of the club. Now, are y'all surprised that someone who supposedly loves Miss Ross so much would act out like this? Would you do that, Gary?
Hell no, honey. Miss Ross.
Even if you was nervous?
No, honey.
Like, what if you was nervous and you didn't know what to do and you were so excited and you was like, what am I going to do? And you just poked her.
No, because first of all, honey, you don't touch Miss Ross, honey. For one thing, you stand there and you revere her. You just look at her as she grace you.
She just fanned out. When I first met Prince, I fanned out and hugged him, and I shouldn't have, because I didn't realize later that he didn't like people to hug him.
That was different. This queen here, she poked Miss Ross. First of all, honey, you don't poke another girl, honey. You know if she's a real fish, you don't have to poke her. What you poking her for? This queen should have been poked, honey, to see if she was real.
And it was probably a hard man poke, too.
Okay.
And her name, she got an ugly name, too, Diandra.
I think she tried to be like Diandra.
Well, no, honey, if she can't be Diana, honey, she should have been maybe
that looked like DeAndre.
Okay. All right, so you know us ladies want our hair to be perfect, right? Well, actually, men do too. And soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo is here to help. So he recently opened his own hair transplant clinic in Spain. The clinic will be able to perform 18 transplants a day, and here's the best part. Those transplants will not just include the hair on top of your head, but beards and eyebrows.
Oh, he's going to make a killing.
Oh, listen, yeah.
What you think about that?
Because people get thin, men get thin as well, in their beards and their eyebrows.
And he's only 34 years old.
Yeah.
So this is not like an older guy, which is totally fine if you are older. But this is a younger guy that says, hey, we all lose our hair, some younger than others.
True.
And if, crack, you would like a fuller beard.
I'm going to do all the way up to here. Make it weird.
Grizzly crack.
Caveman.
Can you transplant pubic hair to your head? I mean,
you like a weird curly thing going on, sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's good hair.
You would look like a Soul Glow commercial if you transferred your pubic hair to your head. But would you get it done? Like, would you actually go through the surgery?
I mean, if it's a good weave, yeah, I'll do it.
But what if you wanted to go, like, a full-blown beard?
If I did a full-blown beard, they would throw me out the sorority.
No. Hold on, the gay sorority, or you have another sorority?
Yeah, queens, but they got all this hair, girl. They don't know what they want. Because, girl, back in the day, when you had a smooth face, everybody knew your position.
It's very different now than 1947.
Listen, you can still be a friend of Dorothy, honey, with a beard.
Well, not I.
You like the ones with the beards?
Yeah.
So they're part of the sorority too, darling.
Would you at least be gay with the goatee?
No. No, I'm not a goatee.
We saw you with a goatee or something, didn't we?
That's when I was confused. Should there be a Pretty Woman remake? We'll find out, honey, what Julia Roberts thinks after the break. Dish
Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, my favorite girl on the planet, Julia Roberts, is talking about the film that put her on the map. Do you know what film that was, Frank?
Mystic Pizza.
No, also a good movie. No, try again.
Oh, Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. Now, this movie put her on the map, and in a recent interview, Julia expressed doubts that this movie in 1990, it was a classic movie, she doubts that it could be successful if it was made today. She was quoted as saying, "I don't really think you can make that movie now. So many things you could poke a hole in. But I don't think it takes away from people being able to enjoy it."
Well, a lot of movies are getting sequels or reboots, and so you couldn't reboot Pretty Woman. I totally think you could.
No.
Yes, I mean, it's a simple story that could be told 1,000 times, and you could put a different actress in there now, because the movie's probably, what, 25 years old?
Was it right? 1990.
Oh, my God, it's even older than that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you totally could do it now. I would say maybe cast. We do Zendaya as Pretty Woman.
Vivian
Ward.
And John Malkovich as Robert Gere.
I think Rachel McAdams would kill this part. No,
I think Janelle Monáe would make a great great character.
That's the thing about epic movies. Like, when they're done, just let them be.
I guess there should be movies that should go into a classic category that cannot be remade.
Can't
no one's redoing Breakfast at Tiffany's. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I felt about The Wizard of Oz till they made The Wiz.
And then The Wiz was good.
Okay.
He's on down. Win. He's on down the road.
Well, this is interesting. Eva, you're sexually adventurous, juicy member of Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm talking about Candy Burris.
Oh, yeah.
She was recently on Page Six and we're talking about... Juicy Peach, meaning Atlanta.
Yeah. I didn't know where you were going with that.
So she did an interview on Page Six, and they asked her about threesomes, and she says, I wouldn't want to do a threesome because I don't think my husband would be into a male edition.
Oh,
really?
But followed it by saying that she wouldn't rule out a threesome involving another woman as long as it wasn't a celebrity. So sorry, Eva, you're out.
Porsche's out, Brat's out.
Yeah.
Gary's out.
You're in, Heidi.
Hey, Candy. I think she's kissed a woman. I mean, I watch Housewives of Atlanta. She's kissed girls before.
She's what we call sexually fluid.
Right.
Oh, really?
That's what I meant by juicy. That's what I meant.
You know, I guess that being so fluid, I guess it's a little weird. Like, I guess she could have them with women, but she couldn't have threesomes with a man.
It's just different.
It becomes
a totally sausage party, a sword fight.
No, right. That's not what
she
said.
Too much bratwurst at the barbecue.
It's never going to be a threesome with two men. Men will never allow another man
their
to be
ego.
In a
exactly.
It's not even ego. It's just weird. It's not the same as, like, woman on woman. Like, Todd ain't here for the swashbuckling.
It's ego and people are homophobic.
It's Leroy coming here with 12 and James coming here with 2. No, he ain't having
it. Oh, God.
It,
so. Well, then
James going to leave.
James is not putting out that.
James, you can go.
Well, could life still be like a box of chocolates from Forrest Gump 25 years later? We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish. So soon there will be sequels to great films like Bad Boys and Coming to America, but a movie that was supposed to get a sequel and never did was Forrest Gump.
Oh, no.
Really?
I love that movie.
Well, recently, the original screenwriter Eric Roth revealed that in 2001, he submitted a draft of the sequel that would have had Forrest living through the 80s and 90s dealing with his son and Jenny's son having AIDS. We also would have seen Forrest in the middle of iconic historical moments, like in the back of OJ's Bronco during the chase and dancing with Princess Diana. But then 9/11 happened, and all parties thought the world had changed too much for a Forrest Gump sequel to actually work. So do we think a Forrest Gump sequel will work today?
I totally would see it.
As long as they don't try to replace Tom Hanks with someone else.
Right.
And it's you have to use him. And now, like back then, he was, I think he was waiting for the bus to go see GNA or his mom. GNA. So now he's got to tell that whole story while sitting there waiting for his Uber ride.
I mean, but what if they really did it? Like, you have, like, you know, Forrest Gump, like, during the L.A. riots. Like, you know, when Rodney King got off.
With Latasha Hartland's story, and he's in the back.
He's running with the TV. Run, Forrest.
Remind me of Bubba.
Oh, now I want this to happen. This would be great.
You have to write the script, Heidi.
Yes.
He was holding the camera in the Kardashian sex tape.
I did it first.
Get it right, Jay. Hit it from the mind. Dish
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.